And he mentions that, like any scripture or any work which doesn't have a glorification of the Lord is like a pilgrimage for the cross. But otherwise, even if it's imperfect, but if it has the glorification of the Lord, then it's considered perfect by great souls. So he essentially explains the significance of glorifying the Lord. And then he starts talking about his own personal example, how by hearing the glories of the Lord, his life became perfect. So he starts telling how, despite his insignificant parentage, he was blessed by the sages, the Bhaktivedantas, and then by their mercy, he got the transcendental knowledge. So Gaurakumar Prabhu ended at the confidential knowledge. What was the confidential knowledge Narada Muni received? The Chatur Sloki Bhagavatam. So that is the confidential knowledge which Krishna himself spoke to Brahma. That's what was revealed to Narada Muni by the process of perfecting the hearing process and also following the instructions of the Bhaktivedantas. So now this section, Bhurijan Prabhu explains, is the most philosophical section of first canto entirely, because this contains the final instructions which Narada Muni is going to give to Vyasadeva, because after this Vyasadeva is going to be empowered to execute this. So this contains the actual essence of the instructions of Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. And also in the initial introductory section, Narada Muni chastises Vyasadeva, saying that already people are so conditioned and addicted to sense gratification, and you have given them a religious or sanctified way to do it, so you have not done any good. So kind of he put it away, his suggestion, or like, okay, this is the way I'm going to do, Vyasadeva is suggesting. Narada Muni he brushed it off, it's not the right way. So now he is going to give what is the right way for conditioned souls to become perfect, what is the process they should follow. So that is what is going to cover in this section. So he is going to cover the path of perfection for conditioned souls. And what is the essence of the whole path of perfection is hearing and chanting. This is what we will see the theme being repeated all over the whole the section. How hearing and chanting is the one which elevates somebody from the conditioned stage to perfect stage. And actually these verses are so quick in the sense that you can see one verse after the other, the elevation goes like anything. It's like so speed track. The first verse, it starts at the stage where we all are at. And then if you speak about the final verse, it's a stage of perfection. So within these verses, Narada Muni describes that path of perfection. So the first verse, 1.5.32, we can recite the Sanskrit together. Etat samushitam brahmams tapatraya chikitsitam yad ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. Translation, O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing the all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So this is where it starts, like conditioned souls already addicted to material activities. So how they begin the process is, first they start dedicating their activities to the Supreme Lord. So if any of you can recollect, the same thing is talked about in Bhagavad Gita, right? This, which yoga is this? Karma Yoga. Yeah. So in Karma Yoga 9.27, Krishna says that yad karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad dadashi, yad tapasyasi kaunteya, mat kurusha, kurushva tadarpanam. So whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever offerings, whatever sacrifices you perform, you do it as an offering to me. So that's why actually Srimad Bhagavatam is elaboration of Bhagavad Gita. So same principles are going to repeat again and again, especially because Srimad Bhagavatam is also for the conditioned souls and also for the learned, pure self-realized souls. And the two significant words in this verse are samsuchitam, we are going to talk about that in a minute, and then chikitsitam. Does anybody remember any like any of our native language words which are built on this root word chikitsavam? Chikitsitam.
Chikitsa.
Chikitsa. Means?
Treatment.
And also we in Telugu we have chikitsalaya, means hospital. And even Kannada, my Prabhu was saying he has the word like that. So the root is coming from this word, chikitsitam. And Srila Prabhupada explains that means it's medicinally treated. Medicinally treated. So it's like same same meaning. We'll talk more about that in a minute. So some of the points from Srila Prabhupada's purport. So first, Srila Prabhupada says that material existence is full of miseries. So we have heard it so many times. So even Sundaranand Prabhu repeated so many times about this point. So in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says that Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So the point of application for us is that even though we heard it so many times, we really don't take this to the heart. We don't because we still have that faith in the material energy. But once we somehow have faith in this, we can take full shelter of the Lord. So we have to pray for that realization. Okay, Krishna, please reveal to me how this world is full of miseries. Especially after coming to Krishna consciousness, we start, because the misery starts going away, we feel like, oh, still it's a good place to live, right? Okay, I think I'm doing good. But that faith has to be completely removed, this thing. And the other problem with this is that devotees start to think that, okay, now I've taken Krishna consciousness, so everything should be rosy. So we forget that by nature, this world is full of miseries. We think, oh, I'm already surrendering to Krishna, so actually everything should be good. For this point, actually one point which Rohini Priya Prabhu mentioned all stuck me. He mentioned that even when Krishna comes to this material world, he doesn't change the laws of nature for himself. Like Krishna wants to, let's say, play with cowherd boys all day. But suddenly night comes. He doesn't say, oh, night, go away. I want to play with my cowherd boys. He doesn't say. He abides by the laws of the nature. So he said, like, if Krishna himself does that, why will he do it for his devotees? Or, like, even us, we are so, like, so-called practicing devotees, right? And even in Bhagavad Gita, to Arjuna also, Krishna said, Matra sukatrashtu kaunteya sitoshna sakudukkada magama paino anitta sham tarishtrashtu bharata. So he said, you just tolerate. These things are going to come. You just have to tolerate. And then what advantage devotees have is that Krishna says, I'm going to give you the knowledge. I'm going to give you the knowledge and I'm going to give you the ability to tolerate and transcend. But it's not that the situation will change. So I remember one personal incident. So like a couple of years back, I think Rompad Maharaj came to our home for lunch prasadam. So at that time, I was dealing with some health problem, so I was actually my mood was I think I wanted to get some sympathy or like, oh, okay, like that, kind of like that. So I approached Maharaj and like, oh, Maharaj, like this health problem is there, like then somehow Maharaj mood, like he just like kind of, he didn't even really like focus on that, definitely not to get what I expect. So Maharaj just, so what is your problem when compared to what Prabhupada went through? What is your problem when compared to what Kunti went through, right? So, just tolerate and transcend. It's like, just like that, he said like this. I was like, oh, I was so surprised. So, essentially, that's the solution for all of us. We have to come to that state of taking shelter. As Gaurakumar Prabhu has said, the Krishna consciousness is art of taking shelter. So, in all these circumstances, we should develop that habit or the nature. Automatically, we go to Krishna. Then these miseries will no longer be obstacle, but actually it helps in increasing our Krishna consciousness. So then Srila Prabhupada says the most practical solution to deal with these miseries is to hear submissively about the Lord's activities. And then he mentions that by Narada Muni's personal example, he is making this statement and he is also telling the solution. Because he personally experienced it, he's saying the only solution is to hear Lord's activities. That's the reason he will ask Vyasadeva to glorify Lord's activities. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Lord is the ultimate sanctioning officer. So he gave two examples, like for example, a patient has a disease. So even if he goes to a doctor, even if he has so-called medicine, whatever, until it's sanctioned by the Lord, it will cannot be taken away. And another example Srila Prabhupada gives is the river crossing. So somebody has a boat, somebody river, and the person is also there to ride the boat. But until it's sanctioned by the Lord, you cannot cross the river. So he gave these two examples and to make the point that ultimately, not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So then Prabhupada concludes. So what does that mean? That means that therefore one should dedicate one's activities unto him. If ultimately Lord is the final person, then it's so natural. Okay, what's the point in serving so many other people? Let me serve the Lord. And then he gives some example, practical application of how so several people can dedicate their activities to the Lord. So he mentions that scholars, scientists and philosophers and poets can employ their learning in establishing the supremacy of the Lord. An administrator, statesman, warrior and politician can establish the Lord's supremacy in their statesmanship. And like Arjuna, somebody can fight for the Lord's cause. And businessmen, industrialists, agriculturalists, they can spend money for the service of the Lord. So he gives practical examples how anybody can do it. And then he says that Lakshmi should always be used in service of Lord Narayana and then you'll be happy. If you try to enjoy separately, you are going to suffer miseries. Then final the word samsuchitam. Srila Prabhupada says it's not Narada Muni's childish realization because it's confirmed by expert and erudite scholars. What is confirmed? That by dedicating one's activities on the Supreme Lord, one slowly begins a path of perfection. So it's not just Narada Muni's trick of his hat or something like that, but it's actually it's realization of the expert and erudite scholars. And one section from Srila Prabhupada's purport, which is like main striking point. The best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But in case of the absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord everything for which one has specific attraction. And that is a way of peace and prosperity. So it's so clear. Prabhupada is saying the goal finally is to completely engage in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But right now, if you are not at that level, okay, we can begin our journey by dedicating our activities to the Supreme Lord. So in this, some points with respect to hearing and chanting. So that's the point. Dovetailing is, we begin with dovetailing. But we should not forget that is not our goal. So eventually we should come to a stage where like we should be able to just chant and hear and spend our whole day. Like go to Vrindavan. That should be our aspiration. And the other point which His Holiness Rompad Maharaj says in his class is that while doing this dovetailing process or doing so and so in activities with which we have attraction to, we should continue hearing and chanting, or actually that is the one which is going to uplift those activities. Otherwise initially we have certain consciousness and we do certain activities with a particular motive and particular desires and things like that. So if we just don't do anything else and keep doing like that and saying okay I'm offering to the Lord, what is the one which is going to uplift that activities? So that is hearing and chanting. So we should keep that in mind while doing this, while we are in Krishna consciousness, that we should not neglect that hearing and chanting process. Because that is the one which is going to help us in everything. And actually Srila Prabhupada says, all the other activities are meant to support hearing and chanting. It's not like a side thing which we do. So one example of Prabhupada's pastime was that Mother Malati, once she was sick. She was in the hospital and then Srila Prabhupada went to visit her. And then she said, Prabhupada, I'm so sorry. I couldn't do anything all day. I couldn't get out of the bed. I was just chanting. I'm so sorry. Then Prabhupada said, why are you so sorry? Actually, that is our goal. That's what we want to do. One day, whole day, hear and chant. So, but you Western boys and girls are so restless that I have to give you so many engagements. So that's what he mentions. And then another point is that for any significant service or to do any service to help Vaishnavas or to anything for the Lord, for it to be potent, it should be always, fueled by hearing and chanting. Otherwise, it doesn't have that effect. We may do so-called mechanically, but the effect will not be there until it's fueled by hearing and chanting. So, one example Rompal Maharaj said in one class is that it seems like a couple of Prabhupada's disciples, after some time they said like, okay, I want to do something significant for the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Then Maharaj so nicely said, what they did with that desire is that they just dedicated themselves for hearing and chanting for so many years, just hearing and chanting Prabhupada lectures and reading and everything. And by that they became so empowered, it seems they did wonderful service. Maharaj didn't give examples of what they did everything, but that illustrates to us what is the potency of hearing and chanting. Yeah, that's another point, that all else we are doing is to support that hearing and chanting. But we often forget, so we should always remind ourselves that that's the essence. So the next verse.
Amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena subhrata tadevahi amayam dravyam na punati chikitsitam.
Oh, good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? So here Narada Muni is giving an analogy how we can understand that. So we may think, oh, we are in this material world, everything is so matter. How that can help? Like, even if I do some activities for the service of the Lord, how will that help? So Narada Muni is saying one thing, we can go into the point, same thing which should cause a disease, but if it's applied therapeutically, that is the chikitsitam word, if it applied therapeutically, it will cause the cure of the same disease. So then Srila Prabhupada explains, so what is the disease? The disease is sense gratification. So then he gives examples of how, like if you want to eat gulab jamun, if you eat more than what is necessary, immediately we fall sick. So anything more sense gratification will cause the disease. And some people even do extreme things like sinful activities for sake of sense gratification, like beg, borrow and steal. That's the example Srila Prabhupada gives in his lecture. So the solution to that disease is that all the activities should be chikitsitam, that it should be medically treated. And Srila Prabhupada says in his lecture, this is the essence of Krishna consciousness movement. Because that's what Srila Prabhupada told us in the ISKCON, that whatever activities you are doing, just do it as a service to the Lord. He never discouraged anybody, okay, you don't do this, you don't do this. He always said, whatever you do as a service to the Lord. So that is the essence of Krishna consciousness movement. And what struck me was how bona fide is the process. Narada Muni himself is giving that solution and Srila Prabhupada is applying that to us. So it's very authentic and bona fide. And then, but it should be guided by an expert physician who is a spiritual master. And then he gives the example for this, the analogy which Narada Muni is giving is that if somebody eats lot of milk, they will get a bowel disorder. So the way to cure is to eat yogurt. Yogurt is also a form of a milk, but it's treated differently. So the same thing. And another couple of other examples we'll come to in a minute. Another point which very, very significant struck me in the purport was that Srila Prabhupada says that material miseries cannot be mitigated by material activities. At that point, it struck me that actually Prabhupada in that one statement is throwing away all the endeavors of all the scientists, all the philosophers, so-called so many endeavors. Right? It's just saying material miseries cannot be mitigated by material activities. So simple. And then says, but when the matter can act as a spiritual force when engaged in service of the spirit. So that's the solution. Then I remember when we were getting engaged, our Guru Maharaj gave some instructions. So he gave instruction that, okay, you always do things together. You chant together, you serve together, you read together, you do everything together. Then at my neophyte stage, of course I didn't say anything to Maharaj, but I was thinking, how, like, then doesn't that cause more, like, if we stay more physically close, it causes more attraction, right? How does this work? I was just following. It didn't make sense to me. Then I was just following, but now I can see how, over a period of time, how that actually spiritualized our relationship so much. Because it's a spiritual force doing things together for service of the Lord, the whole activities become spiritualized. And some of the analogies Srila Prabhupada also gives in this purport is that how iron rod, when they put in the fire, it acts like a iron. It acts like a fire. So the quality is changed by association. And another example also elsewhere is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam is that how when we fall down on the earth, earth itself is a cause of our fall down. Like we slip and fall down. But they say, how do we get up? Yes. By taking support of the earth, we get up. So the same earth, by our mistake, is a cause of our fall down, but the same earth can support us to get up. So the result of dedicating our activities to Supreme Lord is, it treats our material disease. So all the disease of sense gratification, that will be cured. And it elevates us to the ourselves to the spiritual plane. Srila Prabhupada says, then in that case, we don't have any fear, lamentation, nothing. It will be no hankering and lamentation. It elevates us to the spiritual plane. So another personal incident was that recently or some time ago, I was so attached for something, like really, really hankering and like, oh, I want this. Then so much I was getting into this hankering, lamentation, all this, forget all my Krishna consciousness like that. Then I was sharing this with my Prabhu and I was sharing of course he can see how conditioned I am and all those things. And then Prabhu was also sad. Then I was asking, Prabhu, why you are upset? I am attached, I am upset. Why are you upset? He said, I am upset that after hearing all this knowledge, you are acting like this. Then I remembered how Arjuna, like after hearing old Bhagavad Gita, finally, I heard this, like, finally when Abhimanyu died, Arjuna was up, like little sad. Then Krishna was also sad. Like after hearing all Bhagavad Gita again, why you are doing like this? So then what's the positive alternative of that is that I was in that state, but suddenly I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and I was hearing the verses of Uttara with Krishna and how Krishna saved Uttara's son, Parikshit Maharaj, from his womb. And there that verse struck me, like how Krishna said, because it's my will, I'm going to protect you. That's the essence I got of the section. Then I felt like, oh, why am I doing like this? If it's Krishna's will, it has to happen, if it has to happen. If it's not will, then why I have to struggle like this? Right? Immediately it uplifted me like anything and like completely into the spiritual plane. So then I was trying to relate this point and then I thought I can share that with you. And the next point Srila Prabhupada says is that one can realize everything as Brahman by this process. So one point Rompath Maharaj says in his class is that this karma yoga can at best take us to Brahman realization. So by this we can see, oh, all the activities can be engaged in service of the Lord, everything can be. So we can see there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, right? Like in an offering, the offering is also Brahman and this some, I don't remember the verse. So everything is Brahman, like that we realize, but we have to go beyond that. So Narada Muni is going to tell us how to go beyond that. So this is a section from Srila Prabhupada's purport. The threefold miseries of material existence cannot be mitigated simply by material activities. Such activities have to be spiritualized. Just as by fire, iron is made red hot and thereby the action of fire begins. Similarly, the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into the service of the Lord. That is the secret of spiritual success. We should not try to lord it over the material nature, nor should we reject material things. The best way to make the best use of the bad bargain is to use everything in the relation with the Supreme Being. So one quote from Srila Prabhupada's lecture. Our activities in this material world with these material elements, when we violate the laws, we become entangled. But the same material activities, when it is turned into Krishna Prasadam, dovetailed with Krishna for hearing and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, What we are doing? We are also doing the same thing. Here is a temple. What is this temple? The same ingredients, the same cement, the same brick, same stone, same worker, same plan as a skyscraper. But what is the difference? Because it is Chikitsitam. It is for Krishna. You spoil your energy by the same purchase of cement, bricks and other things for sense gratification, a theater hall, a dancing hall. The same energy spent for dancing for Krishna, the same hall, you become liberated. By one dancing hall, you go to hell, and by another dancing hall, you become liberated. That is the secret. See, so wonderful. So the next verse, verse number 34.
एवं ऋणां क्रिया योगा सर्वे संस्कृति हेतवा ता एवात्म विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे.
Translation: thus, when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which cause the perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. So here also the same Kriya Yoga is used. So Kriya Yoga, Prabhupada says, it's similar to Karma Yoga. So we are still at that platform. And then what is this tree of work? Bhagavad Gita, one chapter has some tree, 15 chapter, yeah, Ashwatha tree, banyan tree. So the tree of work is uprooted by, eventually by service to the Lord. So in some of the points from Srila Prabhupada's purport, he says the fruitive work causes transmigration. Then I remember that the two birds analogy, right? Two birds are, one is eating bird, one is witnessing bird. So the eating bird is so busy eating all the fruits, and because of that it has to transmigrate from one, or it has to move from one tree to other. So similarly, we are so attached to fruitive work, then we have to take birth again. Then I remembered one, and then after this, yeah. But then the same work for the Lord's mission is Karma Yoga, and that causes liberation. That's the same thing which is summarizing here. So I remembered like how after my bachelor's, I was working in Motorola in Hyderabad. Perhaps I have been doing programming for so many lifetimes, I don't know. So I get into it, like absorbed in whatever I was doing. So every Friday I take my train back to my hometown and stay in the weekend in my hometown and come back on Monday. So one day I was doing like that, but at my work some major thing was happening. Like next day, weekend, they were supposed to stay and fix something or release something or like that. So my heart was there. So while traveling the train, usually I was supposed to sleep. But then I was thinking about that. So suddenly I called my manager from the train. And then I told, oh, we are supposed to take this fix, but actually it's supposed to fix like this instead of this. He listened everything, and to my surprise, he told, why are you thinking about all this? You just take rest 2 days. You just take your mind off this and take rest. And sometimes I used to have like dreams about solving problems and everything like that. So, but now, by mercy of my spiritual master, he has given the order to work for Krishna. So even now, if I try to get into work, sometimes I still get dreams about solving programming problems. But then I felt, okay, now this is leading me for liberation of this whole entanglement. The same thing. So the conclusion is that when the result of all fruitive and other work is dovetailed with the service of the Lord, it will cease to generate further karma and will gradually develop into transcendental devotional service, which will not only cut off completely the root of the banyan tree of work, but will also carry the performer to the lotus feet of the Lord. So it will not only stop the karma, but it will also give the positive thing of devotional service to the Lord. So that is the Bhakti Yoga, which will be coming in a couple of verses. Actually, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada summarizes in one paragraph Sri Narada's life. So he says that we should seek the association of pure devotees. We should render loving service to them without any reservation. Physically and mentally, we should serve them. By their mercy, we will be injected with transcendental qualities. Then we develop strong attachment to hearing Lord's pastimes. Then we realize ourselves, Supreme Soul, and the eternal relationship with the Supreme Soul. And then we will be revealed perfect knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Then one can exhibit good qualities even in this body. So the purport, one section related to this. By such Purushottama Yoga, which is the title of 15th chapter, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is made perfect even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibits all the good qualities of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such is the gradual development by the association of pure devotees. And the main point for application of, for us is that Srila Prabhupada says, this can be achieved by us also. And then he says, what is the qualification to get that? Oh, that will come in a couple of verses. So the next verse, verse number 35.
Yad yatra kriyate karma bhagavat paritoshanam jnanam yattad adinam hi bhakti yoga samanvitam.
Whatever work is done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called Bhakti Yoga or transcendental loving service of the Lord. And what is called knowledge becomes a concomitant factor. So the key words in this verse is Bhagavat Paritoshanam. Does anybody recollect any words we discussed earlier in Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes. What's this? Yes. What is the verse? Haritoshanam. So Haritoshanam is pleasing to the Lord. Bhagavat Paritoshanam is pleasing to same Bhagavan Krishna. And now Narada Muni is saying this becomes Bhakti Yoga. We'll come in a minute. What is how to elevate Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga in the purport. And another point in this verse is that this also we heard earlier. How by bhakti jnana is achieved. So here is saying by transcendental loving service to the Lord, jnana is also achieved. We also heard in the Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayochita there that by devotional service we get detachment and knowledge. Another point Rompad Maharaj says is that even though we may doing activities for Krishna, if we do fruitively, that will not give us any transcendental knowledge. So we should give some results to Krishna. Then only we start getting that knowledge. So fruitive work will not result in transcendental knowledge. And then Maharaj says that actually there is no training of how to perform detached work. Either people will do work for their sense gratification, which is fruitive work, or people will do, okay, now I'm trying to become Krishna conscious and I'm not interested in work. Either extremes, but we don't know how to do detached work, but that's what we need to do. And then another point, Bhakti Yoga is about Jnana and Karma, which is this Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anavritam Ankulena Shikrishnano Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama. So Bhakti Yoga is uncovered by Jnana and Karma. But then Srila Prabhupada says Jnana and Karma are dependent on Bhakti Yoga. So this is a verse from 1.5.12 where Narada Muni says that knowledge about Brahman, if it's even the books about spiritual realization, if it doesn't have the concept of the infallible Lord, they're useless. And what to speak of fruitive activities which are from beginning to end painful and if it's not dovetailed in service of the Lord. So they, in that verse, it said that jnana and karma, if it's not for the pleasure of the Lord, which is not with Bhakti Yoga, then they are useless. It's shamayeva hi kevalam. Another point Srila Prabhupada says in his lecture is that here we have to please the Lord, right? In order to please, we need to know God. And then Prabhupada says, nobody knows God. They say, okay, I want to please Mr. Adam, but we don't know where Adam stays, where what is his family, what is his wife, we don't know. But Prabhupada says very confidently, we can please Krishna, we can please God, because we know who is God. We know who is his mother, who is his father, where does he live, what are his activities. And some point of application for us, pleasing Krishna factor, how it helps us in our devotional service. So this is the one which actually takes us from Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. So one, Jay Subhadra Mataji shared one this thing, like she heard from Srila Prabhupada's lecture, that Karma Yoga means whatever activities we do, which we are inclined to, we do it dovetail in the service of the Lord. But Bhakti Yoga means whatever Krishna wants, we will do. So the object becomes more and more dominant in Bhakti Yoga. So gradually within our activities, within our services, our pleasing Krishna factor should increase. So it's all centered around Krishna. It's all for Krishna. So that is the one which gradually takes us from Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. And this pleasing Krishna factor is the essence of everything. So we have heard that otherwise everything else is useless. If we so-called do deity worship or so many things, because Krishna sees from within. If our mood is not really to please Krishna, it's not going to satisfy Krishna, it's not going to satisfy us. And it saves us from complacency. Like if we always keep thinking how I can please Krishna, always you can find, we can find improvements we can do in ourselves. Okay, let me do this. Okay, I have this another, let me try to work around. Like let me try to pray for that and all those things. And then it also protects us from being mechanical. It's the same thing. We always think like how to please Krishna, then we will be attentive, right? Okay, while chanting, oh, I want to please Krishna, then how can we purposefully let our mind go? And then it causes a dynamic relationship. So then, because we are trying to please Krishna, there will be reciprocation. And then Srila Prabhupada says, it's the aim of Krishna consciousness movement that whatever we do, we please Krishna. One section from the purport. The Lord does not want His sons, the living beings, to suffer the threefold miseries of life. He desires that all of them come to Him and live with Him, but by going back to Godhead. But going back to Godhead means that one must purify himself from material infections. When work is performed, therefore, to satisfy the Lord, the performer becomes gradually purified from material affection. This purification means attainment of spiritual knowledge. So that's the thing we have to qualify, that we have to purify ourselves from infections. Otherwise, I remember once Govindachalam Prabhu mentioned, like, if we have all these things, like envy and ego and all those things, if we go to spiritual world, suddenly, suppose by fluke, we go to spiritual world, again we are going to have the same problems. So what's the point? It's going to give trouble to Krishna and trouble to us also. So better to completely purify ourselves and qualify ourselves to go back. So this is the process, Bhagavat Toshanam or Hari Toshanam, also this way. And to receive the knowledge from Bhagavan, that is also Parampara system. The Parampara system must be maintained. And if it is done nicely, then as it is stated here, yad atra kriyate, whatever you do, that is for your perfection. If you keep this Parampara system and if you try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then whatever you do, that is perfection. It doesn't matter. The test is whether Krishna is satisfied, whether your spiritual master is satisfied. Then you are perfect. So simple. So it's so wonderful actually, right? Because we don't have to get some extra wings or do some yogic activities or so many things. Whatever we do under order of the Lord and spiritual master. Then our life will become perfect. Next, 36. Kurvana yatra karmani bhagavat shikshaya sakrut grunanti gunanamani krishna syanu smaranti cha. While performing duties according to the order of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers Him, His names and His qualities. See, now Sri Narada Muni is taking us to the platform where one can constantly remember Lord's names, forms and so initially we started with dovetailing our activities and see how quickly He is taking us to the platform where by perfecting our duties like this, one can constantly remember the Lord. And the point, key word here is Shikshaya, which is the order of Sri Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is going to tell us what is order of Sri Krishna and how we can apply in our lives. And he says that expert devotee, while doing his duties constantly, remembers the Lord's name, fame and qualities. Then I was remembering, I heard in Tamal Krishna Mugur Goswami Maharaj lecture, like how he was saying Srila Prabhupada always is in Vrindavan. Even if he's in New York, Boston or whatever, his mind is always in Vrindavan. And Maharaj says, by the way he acts, by the decisions he makes, he moves, every action, it's so evident that he is in Vrindavan. So, and I heard somewhere, like, gradually while doing our activities, we should come to a stage where externally we are doing so many things, but internally we are always meditating on Vrindavan. That's like the Paramahamsa stage. That's the goal Narada Muni is giving us. Order of the Lord. So, order of the Lord is that Lord is a supreme proprietor. As said in Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam verse. So, he is the supreme proprietor. That is the order of the Lord. A pure devotee who knows that, that is the order of the Lord. He constantly glorifies the Lord. Because when he knows that he is a supreme proprietor, then he thinks, oh, I am his servant. Then naturally, oh, if I am servant, I want to glorify my master. So, pure devotee naturally constantly glorifies the Lord. So, application Srila Prabhupada gives to us is that order we also receive, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, is that Krishna wants this Bhagavad Gita message to be spread to everyone. Then Srila Prabhupada says, but he said only to devotees. So, we have to make people devotees. So, for that, Lord Chaitanya gave us the simple process of chanting, dancing and feasting. So, we need to support that process. We need to help that preaching movement. So then Prabhupada said, application for us in fulfilling that order of the Lord is that we should use at least 50% of our earnings in preaching process, in helping the preaching. And the only qualification for this is that it should be done under the guidance of a pure devotee. That's all is required. And how we can qualify for that? Then Srila Prabhupada says, no need to change our position. That's very nice. Okay, thank you. And the next point is, give up speculation to become one with the Lord. So, he is actually, Srila Prabhupada is telling to us, so we, in core of our hearts, we have this thing that we want to either become one with the Lord or become equal to the Lord. And next point, Srila Prabhupada says that we should submissively receive that order from the pure devotee. So, the pure devotee, a spiritual master, is going to tell us what is that order for us. Once we receive and we follow that order, then gradually, Srila Prabhupada says, our life will be successful. That means we will also remember Lord's name, form and activities. Verse number 37. Om Namo Bhagavate Tuvyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Anuruddhaya Cha Namasankarshanaya Cha. Let us all chant the glories of Vasudeva along with his plenary expansions, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Sankarshana. So then Narada Muni is saying, okay, we have to chant, right? Oh, let us chant. He was very eager. The points from purport. The purport is that any transaction, either in the field of fruitive work or in empiric philosophy, which is not ultimately aimed at transcendental realization of the Supreme Lord, is considered to be useless. The same thing, Shama Evahi Kevalam. So it has to be for the pleasure of the Lord and it has to lead us to the transcendental realization. The most confidential part of the instruction is that one should always chant and remember the glories of the Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his different plenary portions expanded as Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So we should always remember the glories of the Lord and along with his plenary portions. So the key point is that we should remember the glories. So in order to remember the glories, somebody should have written that glories and there should be a hearing process and we should hear the glories. So that's where Narada Muni is going to lead us. He is going to give us the conclusion. He is going to give that conclusion to Srila Vyasadeva what you should do. Verse number 38. Iti murti abhidanena mantra murtim amurtikam yajate yajna purusham sa samyak darshana puman. Thus he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound vibration the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu who has no material form. So here the word amurtikam, amurti has two meanings. Amurti means it's either no form or it's no difficult. So basically, Lord has no material form, or by worshipping the transcendental sound vibration, Lord can be easily attained without any difficulty can be attained. So that's the two meanings of this. And then here it says that the person who takes shelter of this transcendental sound vibration, he is actually the real seer. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains what it means. Our present senses are all made of material elements, and therefore they are imperfect in realizing the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu. He is therefore worshipped by sound vibration via the transcendental method of chanting. Anything which is beyond the scope of experience by our imperfect senses can be realized fully by the sound representation. A person transmitting sound form from a far distant place can be factually experienced. If this is materially possible, why not spiritually? This experience is not a vague impersonal experience. It is actually an experience of the transcendental personality of Godhead, who possesses the pure form of eternity, bliss and knowledge. So we don't have so much faith or realization or taste in the holy name, but at least from little realization we have, we can see, like for so many, some years we are chanting, but we are not like tired, right? It's like if we take any material world and keep repeating again and again, Srila Prabhupada says Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola so many times, you'll get so bored. Even though we don't have taste, every day we are so eager, okay, let me chant, right? So that's, at least that taste we are getting. So that is indication that this is not an ordinary sound vibration. And then I remember in the Brahma Samhita poster, right, of the universes, they, on the side, there will be the holy name coming from Goloka to this material world. So the holy name is descended from Goloka to this material world to deliver us from this conditioned existence. It's not an ordinary sound vibration. The transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge can be experienced by our original spiritual senses, which can be revived by chanting of the holy mantras or transcendental sound vibrations. Such sound should be received from the transparent agency of the bona fide spiritual master, and the chanting may be practiced by the direction of the spiritual master. That will gradually lead us nearer to the Lord. So the point Srila Prabhupada is saying, with this imperfect material senses, we cannot approach the Lord. So the process is to chant the holy name, which will awaken the spiritual senses by which we will be qualified to serve the Lord and see the Lord. But the only point is that it should be done under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master. And we are so fortunate, we all have that advantage. We have to do our part. Verse number 39. Imam sva nigamam brahman avetya madu anusthitam adan me jnanam aishwaryam swasmin bhavam cha keshava. O Brahmana, thus by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge of the Lord as inculcated in the confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulences, and then with his intimate loving service. So again, Narada Muni is coming to his personal example. So he first, initially he told about his story, how he got the transcendental knowledge. Then he gave how to apply from his own life to Srila Vyasadev, how the conditions also can be elevated. Now he is saying, by that same process, I have attained spiritual opulences. I have also attained intimate loving service, which is the goal. So the goal is not just dovetailing the activities. The goal finally is to attain that intimate loving service. So now Narada Muni is taking us from constantly remembering the name, form, pastimes of the Lord. He is telling, eventually we will come to that intimate loving service with the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada is now going to give us a key how we can qualify. Srila Prabhupada very nicely says in this purport that the same thing we can also achieve. What Narada Muni is achieving, it's not like something there to hear and like, oh, okay, yeah, like that, very nice, very nice. No, for us also, we can also achieve. How we can do? First of all, we should avoid the 10 offenses which we should recite every day. And root of the, if we are not able to do all the offenses properly, at least we should avoid this inattentive chanting, because that's the root of all the offenses. Some or the other, 2 hours, 3 hours, just, that's the austerity we have to do. Just bring our mind back to the holy name. And Krishna also knows, we also know mind is going to go away. Just we have to bring it back. That's all. And the next point is unflinching faith in the Lord and the spiritual master. So yasya deve para bhakti yata deve. That's the verse. One who has unflinching faith in the Lord and spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedas can be revealed to such a loyal disciple. So as we advance, we should nourish this faith in our spiritual master, faith in the Lord. And I was hearing our Guru Maharaj lecture, he was mentioning the connection with the spiritual master is eternal. He is not only helping us in establishing the relationship with the Lord, he is the one who is going to train us in that relationship. He is the one, finally, when we reach the Prayojana, we are still going to assist him. So he gives like how, like for example, spiritual master is going to offer a fan to Rati Manchari. Rati Manchari is going to offer it to Rupa Manchari. Rupa Manchari is going to offer it to Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi is going to offer it to Radharani. Same, even in Goloka, we are always assisting our spiritual master. It's not like Mayavadi philosophy, after I realize Brahman, I'm going to kick away my spiritual master and now we are all one. It's not like that. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. So we are always, that's why the servant of the servant of the servant mood is so critical. We should cultivate that. And the next point is, we should receive the mantra through disciplic succession. And then our Guru Maharaj said that during our Brahman initiation, he said that nowadays on internet, we see Gayatri mantra. But so people can just download, print out, recite. But there is no potency. Unless it's received through disciplic succession, there is no potency. Regarding this disciplic succession, I was thinking, like how we are so fortunate, like all our acharyas, like everyone, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, everyone is so amazing qualities, right? They are so empowered acharya, so wonderful. And somehow in that line, we are just like tagging along. And actually, if we sincerely represent Srila Prabhupada, we can give that benefit to people who hear from us, that they are hearing from disciplic succession. So we are representing the disciplic succession. And the crucial point Srila Prabhupada says is that we should perfect the chanting process. And Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj in his lecture, he says the perfection of chanting process is that when we chant, Lord's pastimes will be revealed to us. The holy name is full of Lord's pastimes, form and all the associates, everyone. But we are not able to receive it yet. But for that, we need to come to that Vasudeva platform, Shuddha Sattva platform. Then the holy name will descend, and then we can, or like it will be revealed, all the pastimes. So that's the perfection of chanting process. And our Guru Maharaj says that perfection of chanting process is that when we chant Hare Krishna, one tear will glide down the eye. It's like Goswamis, they are so much in love with Krishna, like they are so much engrossed in Krishna and so much in love with Krishna that they feel so much separation. And our state is that we chant so much and nothing happens. So then Maharaj says that means that we are guilty of at least one of these offenses, because the holy name is potent. When you're chanting, if you're not feeling ecstasy, if we are not feeling that feeling towards Krishna, that means we are guilty of at least one of these 10 offenses. And some points, I don't know how much time I have. Okay, just a couple of minutes. So some more points about chanting is like it doesn't have any substitute. We can't say, okay, I have whole day. Instead of chanting, I will do everything else for Krishna, but I will not do chanting. That doesn't work, because that's a Yuga Dharma, we have to do it. And Srila Prabhupada reduced it like anything. It was supposed to be 64 rounds, and seeing our condition state, he said at least minimum 16 rounds. And now is the time. Sachinandan Maharaj was sharing that incident, and Rasika Mataji also forwarded. There is one 86-year-old Mataji, she attended Japa retreat with Sachinandan Maharaj. It's when she was going in and out of consciousness, and earlier also she used to feel like that. And then her realization of the Japa retreat is that she was telling everyone, when you have time, you beg, you cry, you pray. Now is the time, you do it now, it's not going to happen later. And we were also experiencing last week or something, we both were having cold and sick. It was so difficult to do even simple things like chanting, and we don't do too many extra services or activities. Even that became so difficult, like what to think about when nothing works and we are old. So now is the time we have to lay that foundation of proper chanting, so that will help us when we are in great need. And our Guru Maharaj says, chanting, there is no chanting, otherwise there is no begging. Chanting is begging. Krishna, Radharani, somehow I have fallen here. Please, 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 please allow me to serve you. So that is the mood. That's the chanting with feeling. And this chanting is the foundation of all activities. As we heard, if we do so many other services or activities, if it's not based on proper chanting and hearing, that will not give effect, that will not give the desired result to the recipient and even to us. And it saves us from falling down. We have been recently hearing so many incidents where suddenly people stay after so many years, after 30 years, suddenly they fall down or they go away. Even so many of Prabhupada disciples, right? Somebody was saying, we can count. Now how many Prabhupada disciples are there? So why? What's the root cause? And the devotee was sharing, the root cause is either it's only because of offenses or they stop chanting. So even if we don't have taste, even if nothing happens, we should never give up chanting. Because that is our like life and soul. That's the only ticket. That's the only one which is going to save us. The last verse. So this is the conclusion Srila Narada Muni is giving to Vyasadeva. Tvam api adha prasruta vishrutam vibho samapyete yena vidham vipushritam prakyahi dukkair muhurarditatmanam sanklesha nirvana mushanti nanyata. Translation. Please, therefore, describe the Almighty Lord's activities which you have learned by your vast knowledge of Vedas. For that will satisfy the hankerings of the great learned men and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. So now Narada Muni is telling, like, see, from my own example, I have perfected my life by hearing the glories of the Lord. And from expert learned men, they also have told, by dovetailing their activities and by hearing the glories of the Lord, one can become perfect. So therefore, Vyasadeva, please glorify the Lord so everybody has access to the glories of the Lord. So Narada Muni is giving his conclusion. And here the point Srila Prabhupada says in his purport is that it's applicable both for a great learned man and also for the people who are suffering the miseries of conditioned life. So both for the pure devotees and both for all of us. Narada Muni, from his practical experience, definitely asserts that the prime solution of all problems of material work is to broadcast very widely the transcendental glories of the Supreme Lord. And I heard that the only reason Kali Yuga tide, the only thing Kali Yuga tide is being held back is because of ISKCON movement, because of spreading of glories of the Lord. That's the only thing which is helping that. Sri Naradaji advised Vyasadeva to describe the glories of the Lord just to do good for the all eight classes of men, both good and bad. Srimad Bhagavatam is therefore not meant for any particular class of men or sect. It is for the sincere soul who actually wants to his own welfare and peace of mind. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says about these eight classes of men. Who are these eight classes of men? Yeah, the four impious and four impious people. So, yes. So the four pious people, Srila Prabhupada says, intuitively when they are in distress or all these problems, intuitively they come to take shelter of the Lord. So for that, if there is already a system like ISKCON, if there is already glories of the Lord, then they will naturally come to Krishna consciousness. And for the four kinds of impious people, and Prabhupada explains in all the four categories how foolish people and all those people, they are suffering material pangs. So, because this glories of the Lord are going to mitigate the material miseries, so they are also going to get benefited. So, it's for everyone. So, the summary of the section. Material disease is cured by dovetailing activities in the service of the Lord. So, first we'll cure ourselves from material disease. And those activities are karma yoga. And eventually, by increasing the pleasing Krishna factor, that karma yoga becomes bhakti yoga. While performing those duties in that consciousness of pleasing Krishna, one gradually, eventually remembers constantly Lord's name, fame and activities. With that, eventually one attains knowledge, opulences and intimate loving service. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva, please describe the Almighty Lord's activities. And the fruit is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam contains nothing but glories of Lord's activities. So, because that's the outcome of Narada Muni's instructions, and that's the service Srila Vyasadeva is going to render to his spiritual master. So, Srimad Bhagavatam contains nothing but Lord's activities and pastimes. Because there is no other way to get out of the material miseries other than this. So, references we heard from Rompad Maharaj lectures on this section. Maharaj is so kind, he is doing sequential reading and he goes through the purport and comments on every point. It's so useful for self-reading as well as for classes. And then Burjan Prabhu's unveiling is not a sweet, and I also heard Burjan Prabhu's like overview class and Srila Prabhupada's purports and all of you. I was so happy, like because it motivated, like in the trying to serve all of you, it helped me in read it. Initially I was, until the last 2 days I was not even ready with the slides, because I felt like it was not enough. I was reading it several times. Every time it's getting newer and newer. I never had that experience. It's all by your mercy. And I felt like I had a realization, oh, I can also sit and study for a couple of hours. I had that realization. I should do that. Just that part is missing. Then finally, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai.